God gave to you a family, and I believe that after the salvation, listen to this, I believe that after the salvation, the family comes. Amen? We love our kids. We love our grandkids. We will do whatever it takes for them. Because we love them. We will pray for them. We'll stay in the gap for them. We will warn them because of danger. The Bible says so clearly that Abraham didn't look only for temporal life. You know what it says in Hebrews 11? In Hebrews 11 and verse 9 and 10 says this way, that Abraham by faith dwelt in the land of the promise as a foreigner, as a foreign country, dwelling in tents with Isaac and Jacob and with heirs with him, with the same promise. He says, for he wait for a city which have foundations, whose builder and maker was God. You can imagine. The Bible is telling us that Abraham had possession. He had servants. He had herdsmen. He had an army of 300 men. He could build a city. And he chose to live in tents. Because he waited for a city whose builder and designer, it's nobody else but it's God himself. The city that haveth foundation, the Bible says. And that's why he chose to live in this, on this earth as a foreigner. Look at the verse 16. And the verse 16 in Hebrews 11 says, for those who say such a thing declare plainly that they seek a homeland. But now their desire is better, that is heavenly country. Their desire is different than the desire of Lot, because he said his goal, his mind, a little bit higher. He trusts God. He believes in God. He waits on God. And he expected God going to move in the right direction. And then the Bible says in the verse 16 in Hebrews says, and therefore God is not ashamed to call therefore to be their God, for he has prepared a city for them. And you know what Jesus says? That we should look first for what? For the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And what's going to happen? And the rest of the thing shall be added to you. God loves you. We have to set God first in our life. And when we're going to set God first, the rest of the things will come for us. We don't need so much as we have. Do you know that some people in different countries, they don't have what you have? They live just from day to day. I've been traveling quite a bit. And I've been seeing how people live, how differently they live as we are. We're so spoiled here in this country. We have too much. When you go somewhere like I've been in Russia so many times, way up on Siberia, teaching in the Bible school and seeing how do people live. And in Siberia, you want to know that there are some homes that the shed that you have it is larger to their house. And who knows if have it insulation inside. Believe me, that's why. And many times we're thinking that we don't have enough. We have too much, believe me. God has been blessing America in such a way, pouring, blessing, and and we are instead getting closer to Him. We're walking away from Him because we are choosing for ourselves. Don't forget that Lot chose for himself the valley. He chose the valley because it was beautiful. But you know what? Listen to this. Be careful, behind the beauty, it is the trap of the devil. You know that? Behind the beauty, main time is the trap of the devil. And you will not realize till you lose everything what you have. I just spoke 2 weeks ago with a young man who had quite a bit wealth. And you remember a time when the transition was with Bush and Obama, the time that we had that low, that we had that problem with the money, and a lot of people lost the job, and he was one of them. He lost everything, even his own home. And I talked to him. They say, be careful. Be careful how you live now. God brought you back. God gave him a job back now. Even he's working for the state. I say, you better be thankful for what you have. And don't look back. Where you been? Don't even lament. It's gone. You don't have to be sorry for that. Lot sacrifice his own family for the paradise. We have to go to the chapter 19 of Genesis 19. The verse 1 says, now the two angels came to Sodom at the evening. Lot was sitting in the gates of the Sodom. When Lot saw them, he rose to meet them, and he bowed down to himself with a face to the ground at the gate of Sodom and says to them, that they may spend the night with him. The verse 2 says, and he said, hear now, Lord, please turn into your servant house and spend the night. And you know, you're going to wash yourself, your feet, and then you may rise up early in the morning and go your way. There was some spirituality yet in Lot because he recognized that those visitors being the angels. And the Bible says he bowed down to them. And then he begged them to come over to stay the night. And he says, you're going to wash your feet, and tomorrow, you know what? After you're going to have the good night with us, tomorrow you're going to go on your business. And you know what happened? He was surprised what he heard that night when after they had a good meal and they came and says, you know what, lad? Get ready. Look at what says the verse 12 and 13 says, and then the man said to Lot, have you anyone here also? Son-in-laws, sons, or even daughters whomever, says whomever, that you have in the city, take out, because we came to destroy the city. We came to destroy the city. God sends us for a mission. Lot was not easy. Was surprised to hear from those angels that he came. They came to destroy the city. Sodom! It is the city where I live. It's the city where I trade. It's the city where I move. I am a ranger. I have to show up in the city. Did you see where the angels met him? They met him at the gate of the city. And at the gate of the city, they were doing business. And there was a ranger. He showed up there. He was doing business. God says, he says to him, do you have anyone? Whomever you have. Lot, we came to destroy the city. Because the outcry against to them has grown great before the Lord. And the Lord has sent us to destroy. And the verse 14 is telling us that God is sending him to evangelize. He went to evangelize. He went to the city and began to talk that night to those who will be marrying there, his daughters, to somebody that he knew, that they may get out. And the Bible says that the words of Lot being seen to them is he was joking. They did not believe. And not only this, when the morning came, Lot was dragging his feet. He was not ready yet. He was not ready yet. And God says, and the verse 17 says, and so it came to pass when they had brought them outside. Look at what God says to him. And says, escape for your life. Do not look back. And don't stay in the plain. Escape to the mountain. Let you be totally destroyed. Run! The judgment is coming. Get anybody that you can out from Sodom. Run for your life. You know what? We have to tell others about Jesus. When was the last time that you shared your faith with somebody else, telling that God loves them? Pastor Jim constantly is telling us about the booklets that the church is providing. Are you taking those booklets? Are you sharing your faith? The Bible says that we receive the salvation freely, and you know what? We should give it freely. Amen? That's the plan of God. Salvation is not for sale, and never God intended to be. It's free for the whole world. The Bible says, whosoever believeth in him shall be saved. Amen? I like that passage. That God loves the whole world of people. And he invites the whole world that they may come to know who Jesus is. That's the only door to heaven. Through him we have access to God the Father. Through him we come to the Father. And we pray. And it's because, listen this, because of Jesus, God is hearing you. It's not because you know how to pray. Absolutely not. Just because of Jesus. Because he loves you. And he's there to bless you. Somebody was telling brothers that I was listening one time. A preacher was preaching and he says, God is ready to pour his blessing on the earth, but he have no hands that they may receive the blessing that God does have. Will you extend your hand and receive the blessing that God had? He wanted to bless you. He wanted to uphold you. He wanted to guide you, not only you, but your family. Your dear one, that you love them. Take God seriously. Take seriously his prayer, your prayers. And by faith, we come to him. Amen? God knows if you believe. God knows. God hears what you say. In the church and outside of the church. You know, a lot of times people are coming on Sundays to meet with God's people. And they think it's enough. It's not that way. You need to feed yourself on a daily basis. Amen? That's why you need the altar. Where you meet God. Where you open the Bible. I want to speak to you men. You know that you are the priest of the house? I didn't know that. But one time we had our second child, and I took to the church that the pastor may pray over the child, and you know what the pastor told me? He says, you have to pray because you are the priest of the house. I say, I'm a priest? He says, yes. You're a priest of the house. Your sons and your daughters are looking to you. You are the one who have to take the initiative to build the altar. You better do it. And don't forget that the fire on the altar must burn constantly. Unless you will fan it, that fire, you need to fan it. Open up that Bible with your wife, with your kids, if it's still at home, and pray with them. Amen? That's what you have to do. That's how God will begin to open your heart and the hearts of others that they may be recipients of the truth of God. Lot didn't inherit this. You know what? The Bible doesn't say that somewhere Lot built an altar. He lived with his uncle for so long, he could learn, but he never did. Because his attachment was only for the temporal thing. Only for the beauty that he saw in the valley. And he sacrificed every single thing. Even his own home, his own family. And look at the verse 22nd says, God is telling him, you better escape. He's still dealing. He's still, you know, trying to somehow, you know, talk God off. You know, the mountain's too far. Can I go to this city? And finally, God allows him to go to Zoar. And the Bible says when he was getting to the city, the fire began to rain upon Sodom and Gomorrah. But what happened with his wife? The verse 22nd is telling us what happened with his wife. His wife couldn't hold no longer. She looked back. And the Bible is telling us that she was turned and the pillar of salt. Right there she died. It's Lot we have to learn from the Lot's wife. Jesus says, remember, Lot's wife. God told her and God told them not to look back. Don't look back where you've been. Burn all the bridges. You don't have to walk again on those same roads. And that's why we sing this beautiful song. I decided to follow whom? Jesus. Not turn back. Oh, I love that. There is nothing to look back again. I decided I'm going to follow. I'm going to walk with the Lord. I'm going to serve God. Amen? You know Lot's wife? Almost been saved. She didn't make it. There's so many people that come to church and never had encounter, have that personal encounter with Jesus. Almost saved, but never experienced the new birth. And Jesus told Nicodemus, you remember, unless what? He says, you must be born again. Unless you are born from the water and the Spirit, you're never going to see the kingdom of God. He told somebody who knew the law and was Nicodemus. And Jesus is telling the same thing today. You must be born again. You must experience God. And if you know God, you better take it seriously, God. Because He is the Almighty God. He is. The world doesn't know who God is. And the Bible is telling us so clearly, John is writing and says, beloved, look up what the law God has bestowed upon us, that we shall be called the children of God. And therefore, the world does not know us because it's not know Him. And then the following verse says, beloved, now we are the children of God and shall not reveal what we will be because we will see Him just as He is. And the third verse says, and anyone that does have this hope on Him, he purifies himself just as Him is pure. May God help us, even in this day, to walk close with God, with godly fear and reverence. Because the Bible says that God, our God, is consuming fire. He can't tolerate sin. That sin that is in your life must be confessed. And the Bible says, if we confess our sin, He is able to forgive us and cleanse us completely, make totally new. Only in Christ Jesus you could be new. Outside of Christ, you're totally and completely lost. Will you come in to the family of God today? Mike, will you come and lead us in a song? And as they come, as they will be leading us in a song this morning, will you take that time and say, God, I fail to you. Will you help me today to renew my faith? I used to walk with you. I used to read the Bible. I used to worship God. But I will renew my faith. If you need prayer, we could pray with you today. Let's pray. God, we want to thank you for this morning. We thank you for your word, which is truth. We thank you for the joy that we know that we're saved. But God, there is so many people yet that must come to know Jesus, who is the Lord of Lords, who is the Messiah, who is the one who died on that cross, paying all our debts. And the Bible says that God so loved the world of people that whosoever believe in him should not perish, but may have everlasting life. God, we pray that you move our hearts, that we keep on loving you and serving you. We do pray in Jesus' blessed name. Amen.
So good to me. I took a breath, you breathed your life in me. You have been so, so kind to me. Oh, the overwhelming, never God, oh, it chases me down, fights till I'm found, leaves a 99. I couldn't earn it, I don't deserve it, still you give yourself away. Oh, the overwhelming, never-ending, reckless love of God. I was your foe, still your love fought for me. You have been so, so good to me. When I felt no worth, you paid it all for me. You have been so, so kind to me. Oh, the overwhelming, never-ending, reckless love of God. Oh, it chases me down, fights till I'm found, leaves a 99. I couldn't earn it, I don't deserve it, still you give yourself away. Oh, the overwhelming, never-ending, reckless love of God. Yeah. No shadow you won't light up, mountain you won't climb up, coming after me. No wall you won't kick down, lie you won't tear down, coming after me. No shadow you won't light up, mountain you won't climb up, coming after me. No wall you won't kick down, lie you won't tear down, coming after me. No shadow you won't light up, mountain you won't climb up, coming after me. No wall you won't kick down. down, fights till I'm found, leaves the 99. I couldn't hurt it, I don't deserve it. Show us, Lord God. You gave up so much just for us, Lord. God, we just thank you. Thank you, Lord. Amen.
Don't forget that we have a doll. Potluck, and after the potluck, we're expecting at least some of you to come over and pray with us. We are trying to somehow renew our prayers in our church. Will you desire to pray and come with us after the potluck? We are gathering around here, and we are inviting you that you may join us. God bless you.
Mm.